Welcome to our podcast. Here's Melissa,
Laura,
and Rob.
Hello, welcome to this episode of Cacao You Doing?
Yes, welcome.
Hello, everybody.
So as it is late here, we're not going to have cacao except for Rob. But Laura and I, we went to sleep tonight, so we are having some Ayurvedic tea.
Yes, it's delicious, actually.
But we still want to so bless the beginning of the podcast, especially if you're listening to us with your cacao. So we can always bless in honor to this beautiful spirit that is the name of our podcast. Mm-hmm. All right, so if you have a cup of cacao with you or not, like me and Rob, Laura, we have our tea, and it's always nice also to, I can hear the washing
your
machine.
Your laundry's done.
Yeah, I'm sorry to say I'm manifesting some brownies too, so that'll go off here in a few minutes.
Anyway.
Sorry, blessing continue.
Let's go back to business, to the blessing business. Mm. So grab your cup, whatever it is in your cup. It can also be water because, like, it's so beautiful also to bless the water. You know, we are 70% made of water, so we need to be thankful of this beautiful element that is in us. Mm-hmm. So take your cup and just, like, start to connect with your cup and connect with your breath. And just allow yourself to be present, to be arriving. At each breath, just feel the expansion. Feel like you're more than yourself. And the liquid that is in your cup is start to be included in what you are, and vice versa, becoming one. And thanking your cacao, your water, your tea. Just allow yourself to feel this feeling of gratefulness. And blessing whatever is in your cup, or even just the air around you. Blessed to be part of your day, or to be part of yourself, and to soon become part of yourself. And just take the last couple of breath to feel this oneness. And the next inhale and then exhale, just you can give the last intention to your cup before starting consuming. And can slowly open your eyes and come back.
Beautiful. I think our dog wants up.
She does. She'll let me catch her.
Yeah, you were saying, so, Laura, because we want to talk about manifesting, and yes, you're saying how Hazel, so your dog, is actually a product.
Something we've manifested.
Absolutely.
Yes, she is. So our son manifested our dog, and for years and years he wanted a Shih Tzu, and he would ask us, oh, can we get a Shih Tzu, can we get a dog? And we were like, no, you know, it's not a good time to get an animal. Rob was pretty resistant to getting a dog, so at the time. And so we were in St. Augustine walking around, and we went into one of the little shops, and in the little shop was a sticker, like a magnet sticker that you would put like on your, and we put it on our fridge, but a magnet of a Shih Tzu. And he was like, oh, look, mom, it's a Shih Tzu. Can I get a Shih Tzu? And I said, well, you can't get a dog, but we can give you this magnet. So we got the magnet and we put it up on our fridge. For years, we had this Shih Tzu magnet. And then, and it just sort of became part of our house. And then many, many years after that, it was finally time to get a dog. And I looked at Rob and I said, oh, you want to get a dog? And of course, Jackson piped in and said, oh, can we get a Shih Tzu? So Rob looked and he looked for some Shih Tzus and he found one. It just so happened to be a couple who had a poodle and a Shih Tzu and they had babies. So Shih Tzu. Mm-hmm. And so we went and looked. And that's where we found Hazel, and she was the runt of the litter, and she looked, at the time, nothing like the picture on the magnet, because she had lots of browns, and that's why we named her Hazel. She had a lot of brown and darker coloring. And then as she, you know, after the first year, she changed her coloring, and now she's almost white.
Yes.
And when you look at that picture on our magnet, it's almost exactly her. It's mm-hmm. crazy.
It's true.
And so, yeah, and without even us intending to, you know, manifest, or, well, Jackson manifested it, we basically got the Shih Tzu that was on the magnet. So, yeah, that's our manifesting story.
That's beautiful.
But really, I mean, when we talk about manifesting, I mean, obviously you can manifest anything. You can manifest mm-hmm. dogs. You can manifest a career. You can manifest a conversation. It's really endless what we as divine beings are capable of manifesting in mm-hmm. our lives. But I think it takes a certain level of intention and focus mm-hmm. to do it. So you can't just say, oh, I want a new car. And not have any other energy associated into that, right? In order to manifest it. Because manifesting does require a certain level of energy.
It does. Other than that, you're just saying a name of something.
Yeah.
You have to put intention into it and maybe
and
even
a belief.
Take inspired action in order to get whatever it is.
I think part of it is also a belief system. So if you say, I want a new car, but you have a deep belief that you can't have one, there's no way you'll ever have one, mm-hmm. then you can't manifest that. You have to manifest from an open heart and a belief in that particular thing is achievable. Mm-hmm. In the now. And that's where people get caught up on, I think. I think they have these things they want to manifest in their lives, but deep down they have these belief systems that basically tell them, oh, I can't have it. Mm-hmm. So therefore they don't get it, and then they don't believe in manifesting.
Yeah, I think there's... I mean, I heard a lot, and I also tried many ways of manifesting. And I would say that overall is simple and very complex. Mm-hmm. And there is like, yeah, it's easy and very hard. Mm-hmm. It's all at the same time.
Exactly.
And you really, and you can, and we're going to try to explain some of the ones that we came across for our life. But at the end of the day, the best way will be just practicing. And that's how you get the grasp of that.
Exactly, right?
Yeah, Laura, I wanted to go back to what you were saying before about how you just can't say it. You need to have something behind it. Interestingly, the definition of the word manifest is display or show by one's acts or appearance or to demonstrate. And, mm-hmm. I mean, that right there, I mean, whether it's the first part or the second part, are all actions. I mean, it's literally a verb.
Yeah, I did look into the word manifestation, manifesting in the dictionary, and as quite different meaning of what, let's say, in spirituality we use for manifesting. And so, yeah, that's what Rob found in the dictionary, is what's more of an action, while probably would say it's still an action, but it's more of a mental effort, mm-hmm. endeavor. Like, so Sadhguru says that it's really anything that you want in the world, it needs first to come from the mind, right? So you need to put and create in detail and with all this energy in your mindscape first before it happens. the problem is that we often do not have that focus that requires to really create in the mindscape. That's number one. Number two, then we start with doubts. So it's like, okay, like, oh, I want this beautiful house, and you start manifesting your mindscape. And then you start telling yourself, oh, wait, but that requires this amount of money and that and that. How can I do that? How is that even possible? And that just deflates.
It destroys
the creation of that. I would say, like, I can speak for myself. It's definitely hard because it's your mind is going to immediately, because our mind is, there's lots of emotion, but there's lots of logic, right? So your mind is going to think, well, if I want that, I don't know, like this huge house in, let's say, Beverly Hills, it's $35 million. Your mind is going to say, I can never get that.
Right.
So that's immediately stops it. And it's, and it's really like hard to not have your mind thinking of how can I get that? Of like, I want that, and not thinking how to get that.
Right, exactly. And, you know, we went to Joe Dispenza to a week-long of his, and we talked about that, and that's on a different podcast. But part of what Joe Dispenza talks about is manifesting and how you do that, like how to get your mind into that space, right? And for him, he teaches meditation for that. And calming the thoughts and training yourself to get into what he calls the quantum field. And when you can get into that field, any possibility is in the quantum field, right? Any and every possibility in this world. So if you can quiet your mind and get yourself to the space of the quantum field, then you can co-create in that field what it is that you want to manifest. So he uses a lot of different techniques, but one obviously is meditation that you can use for manifesting. There are many different ways to manifest. He uses meditation, and I think it's a great tool to get yourself into that correct mind space where you can manifest, where you can believe. And it is a belief that anything is possible, including that $35 million house, right? Like everything is possible. And what he says, and it's very true, you have to get out of the why or the how and just say, it is possible, and not worry about the $35 million piece of it or any of the other things that that we logically are trying, that we think of. You have to completely put it out of your mind and say, oh, well, there is in this quantum field an existence where I have this house, right? If in the infinite possibilities of this world, there is a possibility that I have a $35 million house. And if you can envision that and say to yourself, okay, well, I'm going to be in that possibility. I'm going to move myself from my current time and space to this other possibility where I do have $35 million home. And remove all the hows and whys and all the doubts that you might have about it. If you can remove all that and jump to that space and time, then you bring that possibility to you. In other words, you know, it's a point in time and space where you can actually bring towards this point in time and space. It's very, am I saying it right? I think I am, right? So it's really, really interesting. And so you can do that with anything. And so like you said, I think when people are starting out with manifesting, it's easier to start off with something maybe a little easier. Like, I think I'm going to manifest a $5 bill. Or actually, I think he actually uses a cup of coffee. He uses this as an example. I want to manifest a cup of coffee today. Don't care how it happens. I just want to manifest, a cup of coffee. And the example was someone walked into a coffee shop and, you know, woke up, set the intention, I'm going to manifest a cup of coffee today, and was like, all right, I guess, you know, it went about their day, no cup of coffee showed up. And so they were like, I'm going to get a cup of coffee because I need coffee. And they walk in. Oh, I'm sorry. They wanted to manifest a free cup of coffee. Mm-hmm. That's where the key is, right? Free cup of coffee. Sorry. So no free cup of coffee came. And so, they went into a coffee shop to get a cup of coffee and ordered the coffee, got the coffee. And again, this person was behind them and she thought, okay, this person's going to buy me the cup of coffee, right? Okay, here it comes. And no, the person didn't buy them a cup of coffee. So it was rather disappointing and, walked out of the coffee shop thinking, God, I guess I didn't manifest my cup of coffee today. And then on the ground was some change. So, loose change was on the ground. Picked up the loose change and was like, oh, when I counted the change was in the exact amount of what a cup of coffee would be. So in effect, their coffee was free. So the point of that is we might want a cup of coffee, but how we're thinking someone has to buy it mm-hmm. for us, when in fact it was not. The universe actually supplied the cup of coffee through the money that was given, to them on the ground.
Yeah. It's really like focusing on the what.
Yes.
Not having doubts.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have doubts, it's actually interesting. You can explore what are the doubts. They can be doubts on your own self-worth, self-esteem, value, or also maybe it's not something that I want
mm-hmm.
also. Or also in your wanting. It's like, I want that. And then, I don't want it anymore. And it's just confusing, let's say, for the universe to deliver anything. And so focus on the what, and then let the universe surprising with the how.
Exactly, right? It's the surprise of it all. And honestly, that's the beauty of manifesting is you don't have to worry about the how it's going to happen. You just have to believe that it will happen.
Yeah.
And by doing that, it does happen. Mm-hmm.
By going about it knowing the how, you turn it from manifesting into striving and its goals and its succeeding mm-hmm. because the how is, you're right, it's not important. Once you set that intention, your decisions going forward open up a new path every time you choose, and the opportunities pop up all over the place that you didn't see before. And a lot of that has to do with the fact that you set the intention. You spoke it, you thought about it, you want to manifest it. And now these little decisions that you make in your life every day, you're hopefully going to be using those decisions to get you closer to what you're manifesting, as opposed to setting out a plan and developing goals and having benchmarks and, checkpoints along the way. It's just not how it works.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I like to share a personal story about that because as I was saying before about your self-doubts, and I totally noticed about myself how I want something and then have self-doubts. Do I deserve it? Do I not deserve it? And then I definitely put myself into, okay, definitely this is going to happen. And then I'm going to, what Rob said, planning it out and not let the universe. So one way that this is a story that I manifested something and that really worked. And I would say, remember when you were a kid and you ask Santa something, you're not going to ask for the house. Santa's going to do it. It's going to do it.
It's just going to show up.
Well, he will bring it down the chimney.
So this happened when I was working in France, in Disneyland. And I remember one year in the... we had this briefing room and with a whiteboard, and there was one year there was the names of people they won an award for being quoted by guests in the hotel. So it's something it's very hard to be in that, to be nominated for that, because like you have to have someone that's very happy, that not only is super extra happy of your work, but also will remember your name and also is willing to write your name on a paper in the hotel room, which is like, who does it?
Right.
So it was like, I saw that and I was like, oh, next year my name is going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, and so I put all this energy in my mind. I was like, this is going to happen. And then I just forgot it.
Right.
So it's almost like I feel like, okay, I put this balloon, if you want, and then let it go.
Yeah.
And sure enough, 1 year later, completely forgot about that. I entered the room and my name was on that board. But I had completely forgotten.
Yeah. Right. So but it was that belief that you had. You had such a strong belief that your name was going to be on that board, that you were going to, you know, that it was going to happen. Right. And I think that's the key to manifesting, is to have mm-hmm. that really, truly strong belief. And it doesn't have to be every minute of every day that you have that belief. It's just in that moment where you're trying to create that possibility of something that you want to manifest. Mm-hmm. You have to firmly believe it with all of your heart and soul, with every fiber of your being, every molecule in your body has to believe that.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, if you do, it will happen.
Yeah. And
it absolutely will.
And it was like, okay, this is going to happen. I put all this energy and then I went out there because there is like that little bit of action. It's like, now this is happening. And then completely forgot, which compared to what I normally do, which is like, I want that. And then like, as you said, like maybe I think it every day and then too much. And then like I start doubting and then, mm-hmm. then it's not going to happen. Just then self-sabotaging the manifestation.
Yeah. Right. Then you try too hard and annoy everybody and you'll never get it.
Yeah.
Right.
And then I changed my mind at that point.
Right. I didn't want it anyways.
I get bored. I get bored of thinking, I want this. Or like then what happens is like you compare yourself to where you're at to that. There still has to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Instead of being, that moment in time in the future where it hasn't happened yet.
Yeah, instead of being in your present, and mm-hmm. then you just ruin that future manifestation and your present.
Right. Exactly.
I'm gonna play a little bit of old man here, and sure. Before the turn of the century, I understood this, you know, and I've been in sales most of my life, so I understand this to be something like the power of positive thinking or create your own luck.
Mm-hmm.
But what was the game changer for me, and you know, I read and I listened to books on tape and all kinds of stuff. That was before MP3s, everybody. So, but what really changed everything for me was when Laura handed me the book, The Secret. And that's the first time that I really read the word manifest in the way that we're using it here now today. And it changed my life in a lot of different ways. But what I found really interesting about the book is that when you open it up, you know, it's about how to get all the things you want in life. But a lot of the content was from spiritual people. And, you know, they have all these quotes and sayings and, you know, contributions from these people. And I was like, well, but these aren't like, you know, millionaires. And I guess maybe they were, I don't know. But they were all spiritual teachers. And it really set me on the path down this road, the spiritual path. But the manifesting really works. You can't have one without the other. They work together. And as Laura said, it all happens in the quantum field. And that's where the connection is made. You know, once you set your intention, that path starts to unfold. You can't see the path before you set the intention.
Mm-hmm.
So just go for it, everybody. Go manifest.
Yeah.
It's fun. You can manifest all kinds of things, like cups of coffee. You can manifest people in your life. You can mm-hmm. manifest, you know, certain emotions for yourself.
All right.
Or trips to Cuba where you dance.
You really can. You can manifest anything. It's just a matter of how much do you truly want it, and do you have a firm belief that it can that you can have it.
Laura manifested being my wife.
Dude, I really did. So I literally did. So we met in ninth grade, right, in high school. And I was so certain with every fiber of my being that this was the man of my life. Like, that was it. I was going to marry him. He was the man for me. And I would write down, I was so certain of it, I would write my name as Laura Wilson all the time. All the time.
She had a notebook full of his. Kind of creepy.
It was, yeah, if anyone.
We started dating. She's like, hey, check out my notebook.
Yeah, it was, I was so intent. And I was crushed when he actually left our high school and went to a boarding school. And I thought, oh no, my husband's leaving. But I just knew I was meant to be with him. And it took a really long time for that to actually play out.
The when isn't important.
But the when isn't important. We finally got married, so that's good. But, yeah, I guess you could say I manifested that in a way. But I did have a very strong belief that he was going to be my husband. Mm-hmm. Like, we were going to be together. And I knew at the time it wasn't going to be at that time, which was rather disappointing, but I just knew it's at some point in time he and I were going to get together. And the universe kept bringing us together over time. And I would see him again, I'd be like, oh, now's the time. Now we get to be together. And it was not the time. But eventually, the last time, it was the time. Yay.
The perfect time.
It had to be the right time. But yeah, it was always meant to be. Mm-hmm. And I manifested it just by writing your name down on a balloon, too.
On a balloon?
On a balloon.
And then you let it go to the universe?
I did. I was
learning
the hopeless,
new things here, everybody.
I was a hopeless romantic.
Well, we're going to do a workshop, everyone. Write what you want in a balloon.
Yeah, let it go.
And let it go.
Well, you know, there is a manifesting technique. It's called the two-cup method. Mm. And you put two glasses of water in front of you. And in one glass of water, you write down your current reality. Mm-hmm. Whatever it is. So let's say I have a minivan, all right? And in the other cup, you write down what you want to manifest. Say, I want to manifest a Porsche. So you have two cups. And obviously, this is just an example. But the idea is in your first cup, you set the intention of what it is that your current reality is. And then in the second cup, you set the intention for what you want to manifest. And the idea is you then take the second cup, what you want to manifest, and you put all of your thoughts, your intentions, your emotions into what it would feel like to have at this moment in time what you desire. And in this case, a Porsche. So you would envision the Porsche being in your driveway. You would envision driving the Porsche, how you would feel driving the Porsche. So you would really just put everything into that cup. And then when you're ready, you pour your current reality cup, that first cup of water, into the second cup of water, and then you drink it. Mm. That's the two-cup method. Yeah.
So we have the two-cup method.
Yes.
I like the two-cup method.
Yeah. It's a really cool method. I've used it several times. Yeah,
I kind of use that every day, except it's a little modified, because what I want in my life is truth, beauty, and love.
Yeah.
And I have a blue bottle that has etched on it truth, beauty, and love, and I put water in there every day, and I drink from it every day, and I close my eyes, and I say, I want to embody truth, beauty, and love every day, and that's what I see now. Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm. What you think about comes about.
Except for when you're driving.
Yeah, well, I'm not drinking. Sometimes I am.
You are.
Yeah, man, driving's a whole nother story. It's my spiritual practice.
Yes, it is.
Stay out of the left lane if you don't go to speed limit, everybody. Please. It's unsafe. It's dangerous. Rant over.
So we have the two cup methods.
Yeah.
The manifesting bottle method. Mm. And then the balloon.
Exactly.
I like it.
You know, we also, Rob and I used to, during the full moon, we would have a practice of manifesting also. And we would set up a circle.
Oh, this is great, man. You guys are going to love this. You have to do it.
Yeah. So we would set up a circle of money, pennies. Mm-hmm. And we would
quarters, nickels, dimes. Yeah, just change mostly since
Random change that we had in our pockets, kind of thing. And we would literally set it in a circle, and then we would sit inside of the circle, and then we would write down in a notebook all the things that we want to manifest, whether it was for ourselves or other people. And we would just write them all down, everything. And for that moment in time, and then we would sit and we would meditate, if you will, or really just set our intention, our emotions, our thoughts, everything on each of the things that we wanted. So we each wrote a list, and then we would say out loud the first thing on the list, and then we would both sit and put all of our intention into and emotions into that one thing, whatever it was. Then we would go down the second part of the list, second sentence, do that. And we went through all of that, and that was our intention, I guess, our ritual, I should say.
Every new moon.
Oh, full moon. New moon?
We did on the new moon.
New moon. Sorry, yeah. New moon.
Yeah, every 28 days, people.
Yeah, but we did that, and we ended up manifesting a lot of things on our lists.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not everything, but
I'd like to go back and check out that list. It's been years, but we should go sitting at Money Circle soon, too.
Yeah.
We should do it. At the next new moon?
New moon. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I said full moon. New moon.
Which is coming up.
So we're going to all try this. And also for our listener, try these and let us know how that works.
Yeah, I think that, you know, if you're manifesting something financial, the circle of money is definitely appropriate. But if you're manifesting something different, you know, might be a, you know, coins and quarters and nickels and dimes might really not help with the manifestation. So be creative.
Maybe you can do a circle of rose petals.
Yeah. You know, like if you want to manifest love, then you put like maybe something that represents love to you and you sit inside of that. Like rose petals or, you know, who knows?
Cacao.
Yeah. We'll surround ourselves with cacao.
Yes. No more coins. I'm going to get some chocolate.
You know.
And then, so I want to propose, this is Manifestation episode 1, and to do as episode 2, because I think there's so much more about manifestation that we still need to talk. Like, vision board is another great tool, and I like to share something. It's called the 101, so 101 wishes.
Oh, okay.
Sounds great. Look forward to it.
Yeah.
And so, like, just to sum up this for this episode, so we said, like, so manifesting is, so you really focus on the what and you allow the universe to surprise you with the how.
Correct.
And so with the what, and if you find yourself like doubting or there's resistance, that's a good exercise to understand more about yourself. Mm-hmm. What is the resistance? What are the doubts? So it's still something good. You can go and explore. What is that? And then, so Laura and Robert do this beautiful way to manifest. So on the new moon, the circle of...
Manifesting circle.
Manifesting circle.
Yeah.
And sitting in the middle. And then the 2 cup of water.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a perfect way to try it all out. Let us know what you guys do for your manifesting. If you have a ritual or something, a technique that you like to use... we'd love to hear about it.
Absolutely. And as you go out there and manifest, just know that you have to be aware. Once you put it out there in the universe, look for the new path. Doors are going to open. Barriers are going to come down. Sometimes barriers go up. That means you have to change course. And that's okay. That's what a block is about. It means you're going about it the wrong way. So just be aware. And
Be open.
And being open is accepting the how, no matter how it unfolds. Mm-hmm. All right. I guess we will see you in part two. It's French. Duh. That's why you say it here in Sanford, Florida. It's duh.
All right. Cacao you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Cacao you later.